You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
We're here in Bellevue, Washington, just east of Seattle, on the other side of Lake Washington from CenturyLink Field, the home of the Seattle Seahawks. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. I'm on the road with the Broncos here in the Puget Sound region, but that doesn't mean we're not doing a mailbag, and we've got a question about Derek Wolfe. It comes from Michael Kosel, and he wants to know, will Derek Wolfe start his suspension before or after the cut down to 53? In other words, will the Broncos have to expose the player that takes his roster spot to the waiver wire before he can be brought back onto the team? Well, what happens is that Derek Wolfe actually starts his suspension concurrently with the cut down to 53 players. When you have the roster deadline after the final preseason game, teams will submit a list of the 53 guys that are on the team, plus players who are suspended, players who are on injured reserve. There's oftentimes a player or two that goes on IR at that final cutdown. But the Broncos don't have to put Wolfe on the 53-man roster. So the person who, in theory, is going to take his place on the roster does not have to be exposed to waivers before bringing him back on the roster. Now, then after four games, the Broncos get a few days to see if Derek Wolfe is up to speed and then decide whether to bring him back to the 53-man roster or wait on that. But at the 53-man deadline after the final preseason game, no, they do not have to expose anyone to waivers before bringing him back to take that spot. Thanks for that question, and I know you've got more because I see them every day, so go to Twitter and find me. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace, or go denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. There's a form right there on the right-hand side of the page. You can ask me a question there. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.